Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. We do a financial plan for every single client. Can a financial plan, if it's done or used inappropriately, actually ruin a person's retirement?
I think the financial planning side has a lot to look forward to in regards to tweaking what it's the utilization of that plan.
Yeah.
Let's start off with giving our listeners a bit of a overview of how this industry and how Canadians are.
Yeah.
First of all, recent research coming out of Fidelity, less than 0.5% of the population have a written financial plan. It's closer to 30%.
Yes.
Okay. That means majority of Canadians don't have a financial plan in written form that they refer to. Okay. So they're already starting on hope.
That's
hope
right.
It works out.
Yep.
Or they might have a plan in their head, but as for execution and process, not there. Let's focus on the ones who get a financial plan. A financial plan generally talks about some key things like where are you now, where you want to be when you reach that goal, let's say retirement, how much do you need to deposit or save to get to that point, and what kind of rate of return and assumptions on inflation and taxes are you going to put into play?
Yes.
And then let's measure this plan against how things are going. And they're using this financial plan in the most deconstructive way than I've ever seen in history. When they start off putting financial plans in the industry for those who don't pay for just the plan, they were using this as a sales tool to provide product to the individual.
Right.
And when I say they, I'm speaking of the industry collectively in aggregate, not everybody, but generally speaking.
Right.
So they're trying to say, come to me, I'll put a financial plan in front of you, and then you can buy our product to match that plan.
Right.
So they were trying to sell the product. Now we're coming into the point where people are doing planning and they're using this as if it was a futuristic reading of how the world is going to be for them going forward.
Yeah.
And that's what they have to follow.
Well, a GPS, right? These are exact coordinates. Nothing will change over the next 30 years. This is exactly how it's going to go.
Correct. With a little bit of fortune telling.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
A GPS tells you
exactly the
direction,
right,
and tells you the coordinates, but it doesn't make up stuff.
No, and it
doesn't say there might be
exactly
a problem, and it doesn't tell you over every situation what could possibly go wrong.
Correct.
And so what happens or what's being missed out in these plans is we call it stress testing. And we look at ways that this happens over every market condition over the past 100 years, good years and terrible years. And so when a person puts a financial plan together, and let's make up some numbers, the plan says you need a 6% rate of return.
Right.
And don't worry, Mr. Popowicz, the S&P 500 has done over 6% over any 10-year period in history on average.
Right.
You're fine.
Right.
Okay. So now you've sold the product, the S&P 500 index.
Right.
That's the product being sold. You feel confident because you got something in writing that says all you need is 6%. And this does 6%.
Yeah, historically, I've got the data, right?
You know what I have never seen in a financial plan? How many times a thing can screw up on you?
Right. How many times? The S&P 500, as an example, just sticking with that, has been down 51%, peak to trough. 51%.
So that's can you handle the risk of it going down this much?
Right.
That's the first part. How many times has it not hit?
Correct.
That rate of return that you're putting in an assumption in your GPS without telling you what the future is going to be.
Most people don't know that the average rate of return that gets published, almost never does the index do an average rate of return. It does plus or minus that in very wide variations.
That's why our industry in a financial plan puts in a number and then they use that number and they say on average,
right,
this number. The plan does not say on average you have to get that rate of return,
right,
and they're giving you random distributions of rate of return. They're saying you have to hit that number,
correct,
on average every single year. Otherwise, you're not going to make it.
That's right.
So what's the probability of that happening?
Right.
So failure number one, you want to mess up your retirement? Invest in a GPS that doesn't tell you where there's a lot of problems in the down the road.
Yeah, well, the GPS gives you the coordinate of the destination. But if you think your retirement experience is going to be straight line from here to there in any way, shape, or form, including your financial performance, you're going to be disappointed.
You've been sold to.
That's right.
you've been sold to.
Right.
You haven't been educated.
Right.
You haven't seen the good, the bad, the ugly.
Right.
So that's problem number one of a destruction of what a financial plan can do. Number two, the plan, let's talk about retirement. Here's where you are in 2024. You want to retire in X year in the future? Just do this and you'll get there. What the heck happens in between those points in time and throughout retirement?
Yes. Yep.
When we sit down with clients and we go through what's the plan for the future, yes, we're talking over the next 20, 30 years for sure. But what's happening over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years that can disrupt?
That's right.
People want to buy a car in the middle of their retirement. Who thinks about that kind of stuff? That's crazy talk.
Gift to their kids, right? Kids need help.
This is normal human behavior in Canada. Why are we not accounting for this stuff? And what could actually help or hurt, it depended upon what your short-term objectives are for your long-term goal.
And listen, you're a certified financial planner. As a certified financial planner, Faisal, is there one set of numbers that should, well, a couple of things. Is there one set of numbers you should use in a financial plan to try to solve for every question, every outcome that a financial plan can help a family with?
No.
Right.
It's not cookie cutter.
Right.
There is an approach that you look at and you say, based on the goal, what's the most likelihood? Now, I'll tell you what some of these new software financial plans are doing. Mm-hmm. They're putting in an asset allocation.
Right.
Okay. So how much are you going to put in bonds, cash, stocks, which part of the world? Apparently, U.S. stocks have a certain rate of return, Canada, so on and so forth. So they're assuming the index or some predicted number.
Yeah.
And based on your asset allocation, that's the rate of return for the next 30 years of your life, by the way.
Right.
What?
Right.
How many people stay to the exact same asset allocation throughout their lives? Number one.
Correct.
Number two, even if you dial down the asset allocation over time, how many people stick to that? You're investing in a lot of a sales tactic versus investing in the proper way of dealing with your future.
Well, and the plan, you know, you talked about the asset allocation. The plan doesn't dictate to you the structure of your investment portfolio in retirement. I mean, that's a number one failing, right? You don't have a singular goal of growth anymore. This is why we have the four buckets. So there's a massive failing there. There's a massive failing if people don't understand that it is not a set and forget. You do a plan once and it's done. No, it's an actuarial a plan. You need to update it on a regular basis. And Faisal, I want to go back to this comment. The thing you should be doing with a financial plan, if you're trying to answer the question, can I do this? Do we have enough? Will I run out of money? Any of those questions. You want to use a conservative set of assumptions.
Correct.
To put some stress on that plan to see where or if it breaks down. But if you're going to solve for a tax question, you don't want to understate some of those numbers. You want it more realistic because you want to understand the tax implications, right?
Correct.
It is a dynamic process and a dynamic
and
document.
And it's not a buy it now and forget
it's
about
certainly not
it.
A sales document, is it?
Correct. And that's how it's being utilized. I think that's wrong. I think there's an opportunity that people can actually learn from. So number one, even though we're saying all this, please do not take the fact of not having a financial plan.
We're advocates. We
believe in planning. A plan is better than no plan.
Correct.
Step one.
Yeah.
Now, when you have it's like having a health plan. Having a health plan is better than no health plan. But if the health plan says you're going to just have to eat protein for the rest of your life, that's not accurate. There's a whole bunch of other things that need to happen in order to stay healthy through every phase of your future.
And that's correct. And the financial plan will tell you whatever you want it to. If you put in 10% rates of return, okay, it can absolutely ruin your life because the probability of success at a 10% compounding over time is very low.
Welcome to a sales tool. So don't let the financial plan be a sales tool.
Right.
So now you have to ask those types of questions. Take your financial plan. Reach out to us. We will poke holes in it. No obligation.
Right.
And we'll say, here are the risks that you have. Here are the opportunities. Here's what we like about it. Here's what you need to consider. No obligation.
Right.
Because I think this is very important for Canadians as they transition to retirement and they live through retirement, that things don't mess up. If you want to do that, just join us at our next seminar on March 5th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn, or on March 19th in Lethbridge at the Sandman Signature Hotel. And you can register or send us your requests for a financial plan review at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Well, on behalf of Faisal and myself, Dave, I want to thank you for joining us for another edition, More Than Money, on QR Calgary. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmally are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmally do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.